Sorry, may I speak with Jason? Atlanta Police Department.
Oh, hi, how are you?
Good, how's it going?
Good.
Hey, the reason I'm calling in regards to, I don't know if you remember, you made a phone call on Sunday night to the police department?
Yes.
Yeah, that's the reason I'm calling. I just wanted to get up briefly, what was it that you observed?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. So, I remember turning left down, like, where the Santa Ana DMV is.
Uh-huh.
I turned left down that street. I don't know. I'm not really good with my streets, but I know, like, what's around.
Uh-huh.
I'm just driving down. I'm at a stoplight. I look at my maps because I'm going to my my grandmother's house.
Uh-huh.
And then I just look to my right, and I see a man carrying a shotgun.
Okay.
Just, like right in front of him. And he had long hair, and I was – he looked like – I'm not discriminating anyway, but he looked like he was homeless, and I was like, he was walking towards the McDonald's where I like, where was it, basically a crowded area was. And I got concerned because I have a family.
Uh-huh.
So I went ahead and called the police just to make sure, of course, that he can get stopped and anybody can just get him. And then I didn't want to be a hero or anything and follow him.
Uh-huh.
So I called the police, showed him the spot that I saw him at, and I just kept going on my way.
Okay. So you were near the DMV, and you said you made a left.
I made a left, and I passed the tires station on the right, and then you keep going more down. I think it's called Spurgeon Street, and where it's like the McDonald's and the Taco Bell, if I'm not mistaken. It's like
uh-huh.
a Food for Less Center.
Yes.
I'm passing that, and then.
So you passed that.
I'm passing that a little bit, and then just a little bit more down the street, I see that man, and I'm like, oh, what the? So I went ahead and I called the, obviously 911, and I just let them know like where I was at, where I passed them, because I was like the light was brief, and I just tried to look at my mask really quick. I look up, look to the right, I'm like, what the? And boom, he was right there, and I was like, you know, I'm not about to, you know, follow him or.
Right.
Anything like that, I just called it in and then went on my way.
Okay. So when you saw him, you passed the, you said you passed the Food for Less and the McDonald's parking lot?
Yeah, I was already, well, I was already past that.
You already passed
like,
that when you saw him. Okay.
Yeah, it was like a little bit further down. I believe it was like, one more time?
No, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, yeah, when I was looking to the right, it's like where, I want to say like apartment buildings or something. That's why I called because I knew he was going towards the McDonald's and like the Food for Less, where it's a busy area. I was like, oh shit,
okay.
something might happen.
Okay, so you saw him near an apartment complex.
Yeah, like it was just like on the street.
Okay, and he was walking towards the McDonald's.
Exactly.
Okay, that makes sense. Okay.
Yeah, so I didn't see him there. He was just walking towards it, and I was like going the opposite direction.
Okay. Because initially we were thinking that you saw him at the McDonald's or like in the parking lot.
Yeah, I was low-key a little spazzed out at the time, and I think that's what he got confused. I was telling him like, no, like I was passing the McDonald's,
right.
And as soon as I went a little bit more down, I saw him on the right side.
Okay.
And then of course, when I was driving back, I saw like where that whole area was off. You guys already blocked it off.
Okay.
Yeah.
So do you know if you passed Main Street when you saw him? If you don't, you don't. If you don't remember, you don't remember.
I don't remember. I'm not going to lie to you.
Okay. But you said you remember seeing an apartment complex.
Yeah, I seen something like in a buildings and a bunch of I believe it was a complex, apartment complex.
Okay. Do you remember seeing a gas station across the street?
I don't recall if it was a gas station, but I know it was like a shopping center. It was something.
Okay. Okay. So because
I wasn't really paying attention on the what was on the left. Right when I saw him, I was like, what the?
Okay. So
you know what I mean?
Okay. So he was walking towards the McDonald's.
Yeah, walking towards me, and I was just driving the opposite side.
Okay.
And I saw it clear as day. It was like a black shotgun. Like it looked, I think the color black, and like the handle and like where the armrest is was brown. So I was shocked, and I was like, oh shit, like I gotta call this in.
Okay, so when you were you driving, do you know what direction you were going? If you said you were going to your grandmother's house?
Yeah, so say like if we're going, if the food for us is gonna be on my right side, so I'm going deeper, like towards the Santa Ana, not away from it, like not. And he was gonna like going towards Tustin, cause I live in Tustin, so I'm coming from Tustin.
Okay, so you were going away from Tustin.
Yeah, I'm going away from Tustin.
Okay, so you're going westbound. Okay.
Yes.
What's your grandmother's address, just so I can know that you're driving towards that direction.
When I said my grandma's like my I just got married, and it's like her grandmother, so I just call her grandma. Her address is, because I don't have it like because I share my location with my wife, and I have her location, so I just like when she was already there, I just put directions to my wife's location, so I don't know exactly like where the house is.
So
I'm texting my wife right now, but let me just see what she says.
Okay. So you were driving away from Tustin. You passed the McDonald's.
Okay, 1 second. One more time?
No. I was just saying, so you were driving away from Tustin. You were going towards your grandmother's residence, and you passed the McDonald's.
Mm-hmm.
And then you believe you saw an apartment complex when you saw the guy.
Exactly. The area was like, because I'm not, like I said, I'm not really good with my streets or anything. So that's why it was like, when I saw him, I just looked down at my map, and I kind of saw, like, what's the cross street that I just passed. And I remember it was like, I saw Spurgeon Street.
Oh, and that was the first street you saw that you had already crossed.
Yeah, I already passed. Yeah.
Okay, that makes sense. Okay, and then
yes.
So when you saw him, he's to your right, you said?
Yeah, he was on my right side, and he was going towards like the McDonald's and all that stuff.
And he's on the sidewalk, or is he on the street?
Yes, on the sidewalk.
On the sidewalk. Okay. You said he looked homeless. Do you know what race?
Mm-hmm. No, I honestly, it was dark. It was dark out already. I didn't really see it, but I thought he had long hair. I believe like combined with like a long mustache, like in like a beard or something.
Uh huh.
So I was and then his jumpsuit just looked dirty and everything. I just assumed he was homeless. And then when I saw the shotgun, I was like, oh shit! I don't know if he's trying to make a bad decision. He's trying to go to jail. I didn't want him to hurt nobody.
Okay. Was it a male or female?
Male.
Male.
Could
you tell an age?
I want to say like he was like 40, 45, 50. He seemed older. He's like an older gentleman.
So between 40 to 50?
I'm sorry. How do you want to speak? I couldn't really hear you. One more time?
Between 40 to 50?
Yeah.
How about his height?
He looked like 5'8", like 6 foot. He looked pretty tall.
5'8" to 6 foot?
Yeah.
How about, was he thin, medium, heavy?
He looked thin. He didn't look like he wasn't heavy.
Okay.
Like average weight.
And you said he had a jumpsuit?
It looked like he had a jumpsuit. It looked like a, or even if it was like a, it was blue pants, it looked like he had like a dirty blue like jumpsuit, like the top part, and then like baggy blue shorts, or I mean pants.
Blue pants.
Like, it was just like looked like all one color, and it was like he was kind of, he looked dirty. Oh, it was dark. He looked dirty.
Dirty, okay. Describe the, you said it was a shotgun or a rifle?
Shotgun. No, I definitely saw it was a shotgun.
Okay, I'm sorry. What
and then in my mind, what happened?
No, in your mind, I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, in my mind, I thought it was like, did a law pass on the open carry? I just wanted to, that's why I called to make sure. I didn't know if something happened like that.
Okay. And what color was the shotgun?
Shotgun, it was black, and I know or gray, but I know for sure the handles were like tan brown.
Tan brown handle, okay. And it looked real to you?
Yeah, tan brown. It looked real to me, so that's why I was like, once I saw the handles, I was like, because I don't own one gun, but I've seen, like, I go to the stores, and like when I see like the at the gun ranges and all that stuff, like I see like the handle. I'm like, and it didn't have like the green. Like I know typically toys have like the orange tip and everything.
Yeah.
And I see an orange tip on it, and I was like, oh shit! I don't know if it's real or if it's not.
I'm sorry,
that's why I called it in.
You did not see an orange tip?
No, I didn't. I didn't see an orange tip. Because if I saw an orange tip, I know that's a toy.
Okay. And you did not see
one,
right?
I didn't see it.
Okay. Was he pointing it at anybody? What was he doing with
it? No, he was pointing on straight to the floor.
Okay.
But when he was carrying it, like in front of him, like handle on the cock thing, and then like obviously, and then like I don't know if it was on the trigger, but I hit like in that area.
So the hand was like near the trigger?
Yeah, like near that area.
Okay.
Like where you can hold it.
Was he holding it with both hands or just one hand?
Both hands.
Okay. Did you see him talking to anybody or approaching anybody?
No, he was literally just walking on the side. Like he was alone. That's why I tried to call so they can get to him quick.
Okay. I'm sorry. Did you see him pointed at anyone or anything?
No.
Have you ever seen
this
guy before?
I'm talking to the police. Sorry, because I'm at work. I'm sorry.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'll make
no,
sure.
No,
I'm almost done. Have you ever seen this guy before?
Well, one more time?
Have you ever seen this guy before?
No, never. I don't really go to the Santa Ana area unless it's like family or like a birthday party or something like that.
Okay. So the street you saw him, do you know what street you were on when you saw him?
That's what I'm saying. Like I'm super, like I'm bad with the streets. That's why I really rely on the map.
Okay.
And when I looked down, I saw I was passing Spurgeon Street.
Okay. Do you know if you were on First Street though, or?
Fuck. What is that one main street? Let me look at my phone. I want to say yes.
Okay. If you don't remember, that's fine.
No, I don't remember. But whatever that street on where that Food for Less is.
Yeah.
That's the street I was on going towards like Santa Ana.
Okay. Okay. Makes sense.
I wasn't like on a cross street or anything.
Okay. When you saw this guy, how long did it take you to call 911?
Oh man, like a minute or two.
A minute.
I called him as not even a minute. Honestly, like as soon as I saw him, like I looked for my phone My car has the map thing on the screen.
Uh-huh.
So like my phone was like between the seats. So I just pulled out my phone, and as soon as I called 911 immediately from right there, from the CarPlay.
Okay. Okay.
Oh, okay.
Jason, yeah, no, you're not in trouble.
Okay, awesome. Thank you.
All right, sir. Have a good one.
You too.